It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Hammerfall guitarist Oscar Droniak. Did I get it right, Oscar?
Yeah, you did. That's really good.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Not too bad at all. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very happy to have you on the show. We're here to talk about Hammerfall's 12th studio record, Hammer of Dawn. And the global shutdown was an opportunity for you to develop and record an album at a different pace. How did having unlimited time change the way you constructed songs?
Well, the thing is, I started writing songs for this album a long time, like years ago. Already, like even before we recorded Dominion, I was on a roll writing songs for Dominion. I was almost done, and I just had the creative urge to write some more, and I just kept on creating. So ABC, always be creating, as our cover artist Samwise Didier always says. I just tried to continue writing songs. So when the actual pandemic hit and everything shut down, I had probably like 60% of like my part of this, of the music written already. So I was in good shape, even if we weren't supposed to. I mean, then this was, let's say, March of 2020. And then we had just come off a really successful European tour. We did the North American tour with Sabaton a couple of months earlier. So I was on a roll, let's put it that way. So I just kept going over the summer, just writing songs and keep on. Because when I write songs, I need to be in a good mood. I need to be maybe not happy, but like life needs to be good, which it usually is. But if I feel content, then that's when I write my best music. And for that first couple of months of the pandemic, I was in a good mood, in a good place. Because, I even as much as it sucked, canceling all the shows and everything that we had to do, it was really nothing I could do about it. So I figured, why not look into it, look upon it as a positive thing, if you can find some positive things about it. Usually you can, no matter how bleak the situation is, you can find some angle that gives you some positive or optimism from it. And my angle this time was, because we were coming up on summer. I don't remember when I had an uninterrupted summer at home with the family before, because we were always going out on festivals every summer. And so I treated it as like a little bit of a vacation, time off from playing. Okay, it sucks, I can't be on stage, but I'm going to do the best of my time anyway and just enjoy myself. So I kept on writing songs throughout the summer. And then it hit me at the end of the summer when fall rolled around that, okay, so now now I don't know when, because it looked good at the end of the summer for a while that things are loosening up, and then everything shut down again. And that was pretty hard on the creative mind, because you didn't really have anything professional to look forward to, like no shows, no nothing on the horizon. That was difficult to get into to get that creative juices flowing, basically. I didn't have that much songs left to write. That was a good thing, I think, because I only had a couple of songs left before I was done with the songwriting for this album. So I think Venerate Me and parts of Not Today, the ballad, that was basically, I may have forgot something, I'm not sure, but that was the main things I wrote during this the autumn or the fall of 2020, and then we were done. So it didn't really affect the songwriting that much, to be honest, because I was ahead of myself before. I had started writing songs way early this time.
Oscar from Hammerfall with us. Their new record, Hammer of Dawn, comes out next Friday, February 25th. Here's a tune where they are joined by King Diamond. Venerate Me from Hammerfall. It's Full Metal Jackie. Hammerfall guitarist Oscar Droniak with us on the show. We're talking about Hammer of Dawn, the band's new record. And the title track originated while you guys were on tour. How does the motion of the road help or hinder creativity?
So for the longest time, I mean, we've been doing this for 25 years now. It's 25 years since our first album came out. And since then, we've basically been on the road the whole time. Like every record, there's been a year or two or maybe three sometimes of touring. And I always thought that for me personally, I need to be home in my environment at home, maybe in the studio or a recording room or wherever I am, but somewhere I feel safe and comfortable and don't have to worry about leaving next Friday for another festival or whatever, like just be at home in my own space. And I realized that that's not true anymore. Maybe it never was, I don't know. But that was, I kept on that for, you know, almost 20 years. I guess 20 years of Hammerfall. That's how I wrote songs. Only when I was home, when I had the time to think about them. And then for the Built to Last, we did an album called Built to Last, and I was really behind on the songwriting that, and it was really stressful to go into the studio, because normally we have had the luxury of having like 6 to 8 months of a songwriting period. Tour ends, songwriting period of 6 to 8 months, recording starts after that. And we didn't have the luxury of doing that anymore because we were constantly touring and constantly playing. So I was stressed before Built to Last and said, that's never going to happen again. So I'm going to keep on writing songs. So I actually started writing songs on tour, on the road. And that proved to be, I always thought it was going to be, just the results was going to be mediocre, but it was the direct opposite. I could use the live setting, like the adrenaline rush you get from being on stage and all that. I could sort of try to channel that into creative stuff. And that was great because on the tour, you also have so much downtime that nothing happens. You got to fill it with something good, I thought. And so I tried it out, and it's really fun. I write some of my best songs on the road now. For example, Brotherhood, the title track on Hammer of Dawn was written in Cleveland. Well, I began it in Cleveland on the North America tour we did with Flotsam and Jetsam as a special guest in 2018. That's when I started writing that song. It was called Hello Cleveland for the longest time, actually. but then, of course, we changed the song title to Brotherhood or to something more appropriate.
Oscar, the guitarist for the band Hammerfall, is my guest on the show this week. Hammer of Dawn is their new record. It's coming out next week. Up next, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Music from Iron Maiden. Going to check out a new tune from Watain. Oscar's going to be picking music. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Oscar Droniak of Hammerfall on the show with us this week. We're talking about the band's 12th studio record, Hammer of Dawn. And you've called the new album a high point of creativity. Why do you think Hammerfall is so fruitful with musical ideas right now?
Because we're in a good place. We have been for the last, since we came back from that hiatus we went on in 2012. We came back with an album called Revolution in 14. And since then, I think everybody has been, we've been working together much more cohesively as a unit, on stage and off stage as well. Everybody knows their role and everybody is working towards the same goal, which is really helpful. And I think the success we've had since then has, of course, helped to bring a great mood into the band. So everybody is really, like, with the momentum is good for the band. And that, I think, is a huge factor in this.
Hammerfall guitarist Oscar Droniak with us. Hammer of Dawn, their new record is coming out next Friday, the 25th. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Anthrax, Overkill. More with Oscar right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Oscar Droniak, the guitar player for Swedish metalers Hammerfall, on the show with us this week, talking about the new record, Hammer of Dawn. And the second single, Venerate Me, features King Diamond. What made him compatible with Hammerfall and that particular track?
Okay, so it's actually not featuring King Diamond. I would love to have a song featuring King Diamond, but it's more like a cameo. You know, he's singing his famous trademark King Diamond voice on maybe 15 seconds of the song. So that's all there is. It's not like it's a duet. As much as I would like to have a duet with him one day, that's not what this is. This is basically just from us being fans of King Diamond since we were teenagers. We had a connection to him, Pontus Nordgren, our guitar player. He's also a sound engineer, and he has been working with King Diamond live for several years. So they know each other. And we met him a couple of times as well over the years now since they're working together. So Pontus basically just asked him. I said in the studio, I said, maybe, you know, how cool would it be if King Diamond sang on this part right here? And like, that's never going to happen, right? You know, and they just said it because it would have been cool. And then Pontus said, I'm going to ask him. If I ask him, I'm sure he'll say yes. And I was like, what? Are you serious? Is there a chance that this might happen? You know, and all of a sudden, he called him, and the King said, yes, of course, it's fine. It's so simple, I'll do it. And all of a sudden, we had the legend King Diamond on our album. And now, I mean, I don't like to say that because I'd rather live on for a long time, but now I can die happy.
Oscar from Hammerfall with us. Hammer of Dawn, their new record coming out next Friday, the 25th. Coming up next, music from Crowbar and their upcoming record Zero and Below, which is coming out March 4th. We've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with Oscar. It's Full Metal Jacket, Oscar Droniak from Hammerfall with us. And again, we're talking about the band's new record, Hammer of Dawn, their 12th studio record. And Oscar, you grew up listening to bands like Twisted Sister, Wasp, and Kiss. What resonated with a Swedish kid despite the cultural differences of American bands?
Yeah, Kiss was the first band that I discovered, so to speak, that got me like, what is this hard rock kind of thing? What is that? I didn't really know what that was. I didn't have a lot of music in my life but prior to that. Just whatever you got exposed to, but Kiss was something that, of course, you know, they looked cool. It was Alive 2 was the first album that I heard or saw, and so that got me like interested in this type of thing. And back then, I mean, the cultural differences were huge back then, of course. I mean, but I didn't know. I was only 10 or 12, you know, so I didn't think of it in those terms. I just found music that I really, really like. And of course, it was a factor, obviously, with Wasp especially, was the fact that it was all the parents said, no, this is something you can't listen to. Especially they had in Sweden, we had up until the end of the 80s, we had only two channels available. That was the everything we had, state run, of course. And they had these programs. One was especially they tried to paint, and this was about Wasp. But there was a whole metal or hard rock genre. But they singled out Wasp, probably because they had just had come up with their first album, I think. The interviewer said something, and he had brought in a journalist that was a metal journalist from Sweden that was famous here. And sort of tried to put him on the spot. Why is this? Don't you see that this is degrading bullshit and everything like that about Wasp? And that only made every kid, every teenager in Sweden check out Wasp and, you know, look into it and see what the hell they were talking about, because it was a forbidden fruit, so to speak, a little bit. And so Wasp got big right away here for that. The videos for Twisted Sister, of course, I Want to Rock and We're Not Going to Take It, hit it really big here in Sweden. And if I'm honest, I mean, Twisted Sister and Hammerfall don't have that much in common musically, although I have been inspired by Twisted Sister, but I have more, there are more, the sound of Hammerfall is more Judas Priest and Accept, if I'm, you know, if you look at it from an outside point of view. But the spirit of heavy metal is all over the lyrics of Dee Snider. And if I have to choose one person that meant the most to me in terms of that was the most influential in my life, except for my mom, of course, you know, she raised me and all that, but like an outside person, a celebrity, I would without a hesitation say Dee Snider, because Dee Snider came around and came into my life at a point when I was looking for things, and maybe not consciously, but I was searching for an identity, as we all are when you're, you know, 10 or 12. And his words in the lyrics, they spoke to me so strongly. It's weird because I felt like Dee Snider taught me to live my life according to my own rules, on my own terms, and make myself happy, because nobody else is going to give a shit if you're happy or not. Yeah, and also more important than anything else, do what you want to do that makes you happy, and don't give a shit what anybody else thinks about it. That's what Dee Snider taught me, and that's how I lived my whole life since then.
Pick up Hammerfall's latest record, Hammer of Dawn. Oscar Droniak with us. Thank you so much, Oscar. It was really great to chat with you.
Yeah, no, likewise. It was fun. Fun interview.
Thank you so
Friday
much.
Evening.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.